Greetings, friends around the world. This is Dr. Bob Teal for the Bible News Prophecy Channel. Syria, North Korea, missiles. Is a missile strike against Syria about to lead to World War III? I'd like to talk a little bit about what's going on and some biblical prophecies so you can understand essentially what prophecy gives us indications about regarding Syria, as well as North Korea for that matter. On April 7th, 2017, the United States launched 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles against a military installation in the nation of Syria. The United States claimed to do this because of a problem associated with chemical weapons that were allegedly used earlier that week by the Syrian government. The U.S. is convinced that it was the Syrian government. Syrians say it was opposition, etc. I'm not going to go through all that. When this happened, many things occurred. First of all, some started to wonder, is this going to lead to possible war with Russia? Others thought that Donald Trump was sending a signal to many different groups. He was sending a signal to Syria that there's a limit to what the United States was willing to tolerate. Sending a signal to Iran that the United States may take some action. Sending a signal to North Korea that it may take some action, and also sending a signal to Russia and China that the United States might take unilateral actions without asking them. And when this bombing occurred, NATO allies, the United States, backed the United States. Israel backed the United States. And Saudi Arabia and some others in the region also backed the United States because they didn't care for Syria and they think this was an appropriate thing. Now, is this going to lead to World War III? No. Russia doesn't really care for what happened. They've condemned it. They've taken some steps. But how can I put this? Turkey shot down a Russian airplane last year. Russia and Turkey didn't get along for a while. Now they're getting along fine. I don't think this particular incident of itself is enough to cause any major issue with the United States and Russia. Oh, there'll be some distrust issues, but this is not going to lead to World War III. Second, however, it could lead to some type of retaliation from the Syrian regime. I'd like to read a prophecy from Isaiah chapter 9. I'm going to read from the New King James Version. It says, "The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it is falling on Israel. All the people will know Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria." This is talking about the British descended peoples and the United States. Let me go down to verse 11. "Therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of reason against him and spur his enemies on. The Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with an open mouth." This is a prophecy of potential terrorism from, amongst others, Syrians. It is possible that President Bashar Assad may decide to have terroristic steps taken against the United States, or perhaps some of its allies, such as Canada or Britain, Great Britain. This is a prophecy that is going to be fulfilled eventually by some Syrians, whether or not Bashar Assad is involved or not. Now, there are other prophecies that I want to get to. I'd like to just say that back in 2012, I wrote that Syria is going to change now or later because the king of the south is going to rise up. And it's not going to be Iran. Therefore, Syria, which is an ally of Iran currently, is going to change. It's not going to continue the way it has. In 2013, I wrote that Syria's Assad said that his side was going to win. But my response was, Syria's Assad can make those claims, but making them happen is quite another thing. So since the Bible suggests that Syria will support the coming king of the south, I'm going to read about that later, a change from the Assad regime is going to be necessary for this to happen, and it's going to take place. So an Islamic confederation is going to form, and Syria is going to become part of it. Just to read a couple of things. One is about the king of the south. I mentioned that before. I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 11. We're going to see a few things about the king of the south, Daniel chapter 11, starting in verse 40. It says, "At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and many ships. And he shall enter through the countries and overwhelm them and pass through. So we see a battle, an end time battle, between a power called the king of the south and a power called the king of the north. Now the king of the north is essentially a reconstituted version of the old Holy Roman Empire, and will include much of continental Europe, if not all of it. And it, we see it coming down against a king of the south. Now, who's in this king of the south? Well, let's continue in verse 41. He, that's the king of the north, shall enter the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape from his hand. Edom, Moab, the prominent people of Ammon, shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and all the precious things of Egypt. Also the Libyans and Ethiopians, that's to say Cushites, shall follow at his heels. So we see a power that's talked about fighting, and some people escape and those who don't. Egypt doesn't escape. Libya doesn't escape. And the Cushites don't escape. These essentially are the Arabic people, other than the Cushites, are the darker skinned ones, in northern Africa, as well as in the Middle East. This is going to include Syria. Now, Syria is also mentioned in another prophetic passage. This time we're going to go to the 83rd Psalm. We're going to start with verse 4. It says, "They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebal, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia, and the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria is also joined with them. They shall have helped the children of Lot." Now this is actually going to be fulfilled prior to Daniel 11 verse 40. A confederation is going to form. These are essentially the Arabic and Turkish peoples. And as far as Syria, some have said that the Hagarites is a reference to Syria. Others have said Moabites. But either way, the Syrians would be expected to be in this particular prophecy. This particular prophecy, I believe, will also involve terrorism. And that's something that we will see more in the future regarding Syria. Now, I mentioned North Korea. When U.S. President Donald Trump was meeting with the Chinese president, earlier this week, he told the Chinese president that he'd started this attack. And part of the reason he probably did this was, one, so the Chinese leader would know, and secondly, to send a message that he was not going to tolerate certain things with North Korea as well, and he wouldn't be like prior administrations who wanted to negotiate, and talk, but he was going to take steps first. So he's basically telling the Chinese, look, the United States, through Donald Trump and others, have said, take care of North Korea. Donald Trump is up the ante, if you will, by saying, if you do not take care of Donald Trump, essentially we will do something against North Korea. Now, North Korea, on April 8th, made a statement. They said that U.S. missile strikes against the Syrian airfield on Friday were an unforgivable act of aggression. The U.S. missile attack against Syria is clear and unforgivable aggression against a sovereign state, and we strongly condemn this, according to the North Korea. The reality of today proves our decision to strengthen our military power, to stand against force with force, and was the right choice a million times over. So the North Koreans are saying, hey, it's a good thing we've got our own weapons and stuff, because look at what the United States has just done. It says, diplomatically, this is from the news, it says, this is from Reuters, diplomatically isolated North Korea considers Syria a key ally. And its leader Kim Jong-un and Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad have exchanged messages of warm wishes and pledges of friendship, etc. Well, what's going to happen? Here's a sub-headline that was at the BBC News on the today. It says, Xi likely be angry. President Xi is likely to be angry that Donald Trump chose to strike on the very night of his visit. But in public, he says he's not going to do that. He's going to act like they were very cooperative. Now, North Korea, by the way, as far as I'm concerned, is not going to continue as it's doing either. It has severe economic problems. It has an unusual leader. It's got leadership issues. And one day, I think it's going to reunify. Now, as far as North Korea goes, I'd like to read something that's reported, supposedly Donald Trump's options with North Korea. One, of course, would be to do nothing, but that wasn't the ones that were listed here. It says, the National Security Council has told President Donald Trump his options with dealing North Korea's nuclear threats include assassinating its dictator, Kim Jong-un, and placing U.S. nuclear weapons in South Korea, according to a new report. U.S. officials are hoping that the Chinese leaders will convince their ally through sanctions or diplomacy to back off. But as I said, you've already got them complaining about the United States. And here's something from that NBC reported. A third option is covert action, infiltrating U.S. and South Korean special forces in North Korea to sabotage and take out infrastructure, for example, et cetera, et cetera. Another option that's been talked about is that perhaps the United States will directly bomb North Korea. We'll see. As far as prophecies involving the kings of the East cooperating in the time of the end, and Daniel 11:44 talking about that news from the north and the east will trouble the king of the north, we in the Church of God have long felt that somehow North Korea and South Korea is likely to come together, be unified, or at least work closely together prior to the return of Jesus Christ. I'd like to go to Revelation 9, I would like to read starting verse 13. It says, now the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which was before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who were bound to the great river Euphrates. So the four angels had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And I saw the horses in the vision, and those who sat on them had breastplates a fiery red, hyacinth, blue, and sulfur yellow, and the heads of their horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed by fire, smoke, and brimstone, which came out of their mouths. I believe that the Koreans are likely to support the 200 million man army toward the end, and you see that three plagues, smoke, fire, and brimstone, is going to affect a third of humanity at the time. Now let's go to Revelation 16, verse 12, which ties us even closer into Korea. So then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. Well, a literal translation from the Hebrew into English is the kings of the sunrise. And this would seem to have to include Korea, because Korea is about as far east as you can go. It's one of the more eastern nations in the world. And so we're going to see a military cooperation at the time of the end. And because of that, we're likely to see some type of reunification of Korea before this happened. Now, as far as the United States goes with Korea, I will also caution that even though the United States could beat North Korea militarily, North Korea claims to have some kind of nuclear ability or capabilities. Or at least they can make what's called a dirty bomb. They could also perhaps have a terrorist launch or set off a real nuclear bomb. But they also have supposedly the ability to make electromagnetic pulse bombs and other things that could disrupt the United States, which they might do through terrorists or other ways. So while, yes, the United States could beat North Korea militarily, doesn't mean that there couldn't be any price or consequences for the United States. In the book of Mark chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus talked about a time called the beginning of sorrows, and he said that in those sorrows would include troubles. Again, I'm not saying that Syria could beat the United States because it can't, and North Korea could beat the United States because it can't, but one or both of them can cause all types of troubles that could affect the world. So what's prophesied to happen? What's prophesied is we're going to see change in Syria. President Bashar al-Assad will have to change to support the king of the north, the king of the south, or one day he will be gone. Period. As far as North Korea goes, at some point in time, it's going to support a confederation of the kings of the East, and perhaps prior to that time, it will reunify with North Korea. And how do I know this? Because what the Bible says. We're going to see many things going on these days. What's happening right now, however, with the Syrian situation, is not about to lead to World War III. World War III will not be between the United States and Russia. But we are seeing events that will lead to change, both in Syria and Korea, and those events will line up with properly understood biblical prophecy. You can believe your Bible. This is Dr. Bob Teal for the Bible News Prophecy Channel.